Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory. Hello to 2019. The Dream Factory is still open for business. We can't believe it. We got another year, guys.
January sale.
You know, in a factory in a cartoon where they pull on a thing and those pipes at the top go. That's what we did first day of January. The factory's open for business.
Oh, good stuff.
They thought it wouldn't happen. The rules are simple. They're written on the wall of the factory and they're never coming down. Every episode, we can read out as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be top of our to-do list at the beginning of January, but slowly start to slip down our priorities as real life takes precedence, and eventually will be nothing more than a forgotten dream and a reminder of a life wasted. I'm Joel, a man who puts the yeah in Happy New Year, and across from me is John Harris, a man whose only New Year's resolution is to be a better a friend to me. And that's very kind of you, John. That's very kind of you. And how are you going to demonstrate that throughout the year?
Just generally checking in on you.
Thanks, mate. Because we only ever see each other. I just sort of turn up and hope that you're here and we can record. It's 2019. It's very exciting. It's a brand new year.
I can't believe how different everything is.
It's wild. The clocks turn midnight on the 31st of December and everything changed forever. Some things were good, some things were bad.
But we won't spoil it for you because you're living it. So
you know about it already. You already know about it. But the way you're listening to this podcast has been revolutionized. It's in your brain already. Incredible.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, new year, same old shit. John, we're pitching film ideas from the lovely listeners.
Jason, with this one, National Lampoon's European Brexit Vacation. That one seemed a lot better at 4 a.m. than it does now. And then...
Jason, what's happening to you at 4 a.m?
And then 3 days later, Paul, somebody said this earlier and it made me chuckle. I fear I might be getting typecast with my suggestions, though. National Lampoon's Brexit Christmas Vacation.
Are they hanging out at 4 a.m?
I don't know.
What the hell?
And it took him 3 days.
Well,
I don't
think
they know each
catching
other.
Up on sleep.
This is weird.
That is really weird. And what's really worrying is that we're too young to know what the hell National Lampoon's films are. They're from before Chevy Chase was a controversial figure.
Yes. Yeah.
He was just king of comedy.
Yeah.
And now he's an idiot. Is that right?
I think...
One day you're king of comedy, the next day you're an idiot. Eventually what happened to all of us?
Oh, yeah.
One of us is king of comedy and one of us is an idiot.
And it changes.
And we regularly pass the baton to each other.
Well, I think it's like a hapless holiday film, isn't it?
Oh, I love those films.
But it's in Brexit. What is in Brexit?
Is it sort of Theresa May's trip to Europe?
Yeah.
She got locked in the car.
She got locked
in the car. That's something Chevy Chase would do.
Yeah.
He would get locked in a car. She gets locked in the car. Something goes horribly wrong in her hotel room. She gets a stain on her trousers. She had that really interesting row with old Juncker.
Yeah.
Where she was like, you said nebulous. The weirdest.
Yeah.
Ever started a fight like that? Have you ever been in a pub?
What?
Hang on, I think you just fucking said nebulous. About me.
Are you saying...
Oi!
What'd you say? Nebulous?
What'd you fucking call me? I called you nebulous, mate. Wow. I'm not entirely sure what that means. You're a nebed, mate. You're a nebulous. You fucking what, mate? I'm a fucking what?
Yeah, so...
When I was recently on a holiday away in Toulouse...
Yeah?
One of our party got a bit lost and sent a message in the early hours of the morning. And that message read, Tibet Benny Yemtek Nebulous.
Oh, good.
And then somehow he found his way back to the party.
And he called a Frenchman Nebulous, just on the street.
Yeah, He didn't realise. And it was pre-Theresa May doing it. So maybe that's what it was. Maybe that it started a trend.
You can't call someone nebulous on the continent.
You can't go to Europe and just start saying nebulous. It means something different over there.
Yeah, so Theresa May...
She doesn't understand the local customs. She gets locked in her car. She just has a complete nightmare over in Europe.
She finds herself in
slowly
a...
Slowly the Brexit deal gets worse and worse and worse.
She finds herself in a tabac, which is in France, where it's a bar and it sells cigarettes and magazines, right?
Oh, wow, what a place.
It's amazing. It's a dream emporium, not factory. And she calls someone nebulous. Oh. She gets into a fight. She loses her passport, right?
Yes.
So she's lost.
She's stuck in Europe.
And she has to dance her way out. She sees in this little town in the south of France a sign for a dance contest, and it's enough money to get her back to England.
It's the only way out. Exactly to the penny, the right amount of money.
And she robots her way back to England.
She does the robot. She would do the robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe the French teach her to love. It is a nice ending, right? Brexit, please. Maybe. It's 2019. It's happening in 2 months.
Some people will be listening, potentially, when it's happened. If it happens.
Tweet us. What's it like? Does Twitter still exist? Is there electricity?
Oh, dear.
Have you got another film idea?
Yeah, this one comes from Jack, and I'm going to read out all the messages.
Yeah.
You guys better be doing this. Something about Mary Magdalene. Essentially, Ben Stiller is Jesus. He wants to fuck Mary Magdalene. Matt Dillon plays Judas. Jesus thinks Judas is going to set him up with Mary, but actually he's wooing her whilst telling Pilate about your man, Jesus. Lee Evans plays Paul. Tagline, he's not the Messiah. He's a very horny boy.
All very good stuff. And that sounds more like something we'd receive at 4 a.m. Set at 9:13 a.m. on the commute. There's probably someone looking over Jack's shoulder as he sent those messages. What the hell is this?
And for further context, you might realise a message that starts with, you guys better be doing, there's something about Mary Magdalene, because that's not the first time he's pitched this film to us.
Fourth? Probably the fourth time, yeah. Because I think we quite regularly do calls on social media for new film ideas, and I imagine it's quite a source of ire that we haven't done his idea when we're clearly so desperate for any idea.
Yeah, anything, and not that.
And as a sign of our desperation, it's finally made it onto the podcast.
Happy 2019!
Happy 2019, Jack. You're welcome. He's basically done it all for us.
Yeah.
Lee Evans plays Paul.
Mm.
Who are the other disciples? John?
Yeah.
Peter, John, Paul, Luke, Matthew.
Yeah. Oh, because I was in my head thinking Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but those are the guys who wrote it.
Those other ones. Who are the other disciples, though?
I don't know.
John the Baptist.
There's 12 of them, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know any of the other ones.
Yeah.
Andrew.
It's like Blazing Squad. You know, like four.
It is just like Blazing Squad, isn't it? Kenzie.
Strider.
MC Cool Hair. You know the main guys of Blazing Squad, but the other ones. Come on. Yeah. Fodder.
Everyone
and they're the ones that wrote the song. So it's very similar. Those four guys in Blazing Squad that we just named. Strider, Kenzie, MC Cool Hair. Those four guys.
No one remembers
They that. Wrote Flip Reverse It.
Exactly.
And Paul, John, Luke and Paul, they wrote the Bible. So that's kind of the similar thing, right? And you don't know the other guys because they didn't write any of it. So they don't get the credit. They don't get the residuals.
Yeah.
Whereas Kenzie and Paul, they're coining it in every time one's sold.
Kenzie got really big. Physically, he got like ripped.
Yeah, he got ripped, yeah.
He got massive.
Of course. He's enormous.
Not like big, like famous. Well, but
for a little bit.
Yeah, he had his moment.
He had a time. He's probably got a book.
Anyway, thanks for that, Jack. Now you can start suggesting new films.
and maybe in 2020 we'll use one of them.
What about this one from Paul? Guff Fellas.
Ah, farting gangsters.
They probably fart.
Godfather.
I would say that's good.
John didn't... I'm so good at those sort of jokes that John doesn't even acknowledge that they happened.
I would say that the diet that they seem to have in those films would...
What is it? Dairy heavy? Pasta? I mean,
yeah, but it's an unhealthy, stereotypical Italian diet. We're not talking like a lovely...
Lovely Mediterranean diet.
Which is obviously probably more realistic to the Italian diet.
That's the diet, isn't it? That's the one they all want you to have.
Yeah, whereas this is like, you know, the stereotypical Italian-American diet of... pasta and pizza and loads of alcohol. So I would imagine they probably do
really bad farts.
They could kill a man.
Maybe that's how they start doing it. Bumping people off with farts. Taking them down an alley. Dead. Yeah, maybe. It's quite a clean kill. Well.
not for the
difficult
victim.
To trace. It's like, you know, stabbing someone with some ice.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah. Has anyone ever done that?
I don't know. I know that there's a Roald Dahl in when he wasn't doing like kids books that are really creepy. He did like some like short stories that were adult ones that were really creepy.
He wrote a book called Switch Bitch.
Did he?
Where like people do some sort of weird wife swapping and kill someone.
That sounds like a like 90s gangster rap song.
Yeah, he did that as well.
One of Roald Dahl's stories is about a lady who beats her husband to death with a frozen leg of lamb, and then she cooks it and feeds it to the police officers.
Oh, classic stuff. Yeah. The body or the lamb.
Shall we move on to the next one?
Why not?
This one is from Lem.
Lem's a great contributor to this cause.
This is a really good pun. A collection of puns. The Grand Booby Pest Hotel.
What's a booby pest? We can't talk about booby pests.
No. It's a pest, and it's like an anthropomorphized breast. He's not pestering boobies. Oh, he is good. A booby.
He's a booby.
Yeah.
And he's grand. Grand as in sort of well-to-do or massive?
Both. He's got a monocle on his nipple.
It's just a massive tit.
Yeah.
That runs around a hotel.
Annoying all of the customers.
Annoying Ray Fiennes.
Yeah. You know, there are like certain restaurants where like it's become
a
part of the...
I don't eat in the same restaurants as you, Jim.
Where the service is really bad, and that's become like part of its selling point is that the like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. You go to this hotel because you know that giant...
You
want to
get chased by the boob.
Yeah. Giant breast is going to chase you around the hotel.
That does sound like a lot of fun, actually. It does, doesn't it? Because what's it going to do when it catches you?
How are you imagining this breast?
It's got legs, but no arms, and it's forward facing. How are you imagining it?
I was imagining it with arms and no legs bouncing about.
I wonder what that says. I wonder if someone psychoanalyzed that, what that would say about us. So mine would just sort of jump and bounce into you. But I guess yours would be a similar thing. But yours would walk around like a gorilla. No.
No, it's bouncing on the boob.
It bounces. It doesn't use its arms to move.
No.
What does it use its arms for?
Tickling.
So mine is sort of belly flops or booby flops.
Oh. And then...
And then what, John? And then what happens? What's the plot?
What's the Grand Budapest Hotel? They have to go on the run because they're in trouble with the law because of some sort of inheritance-y thing. Yeah, the boob goes on the run.
They have to dress the boob up like a person.
Yes!
Yeah, big coat.
Big coat.
Little face drawn on the nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it speak, this boob?
No, of course not. How would it? What would it speak out of?
Desperation. Right. That is, I mean, we can't focus on that one for too long.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
On the subject of how Lem is excellent at providing us with ideas, he's provided us with another one. Alien in New York. Sting is struggling to find himself in a strange new city.
Very good, very good.
There must be... He hasn't said this, but there must also be aliens there, I guess.
Sting's the alien.
Literally, though. Literally. So he's not an Englishman in New York. He is an extraterrestrial in New York.
Yeah.
And You know, like, Sting used to be, like, the cool, like, rock star kind of guy, you know.
He was the cool rock star guy.
And now he's, like, this weird hippie guy. Yeah. Who, the only thing I really know about Sting is
Shags for Ages.
That's it, what? That's my knowledge of him is he wrote some songs.
And now he just shags all the time.
Now he's just constantly shagging.
But it's one continuous shag. Yeah. When we say, like, he's constantly shagging, not in the normal way.
It's tantric, isn't it? That's what they call it.
He's been in one shag since 2001.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
But it's not.
But that's because
it's a tantric way.
His alien race, just that's how they make love. He's actually a very quick lover for his species.
For his species.
But on Earth, that seems that, like forever.
Yeah, there you go.
And then maybe he learns to become a quicker lover. Through time.
Thanks to Phil Collins.
Nice, speedy lover.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that. And then, he just walks around New York. Is he green? Is he?
Maybe he gets a bagel.
Avenue.
That's what I did when I was in New York. I went to a deli and got a bagel, and there was blood on the doorstep.
Lamb? Police?
And the police were in the corner munching on a lovely stew. Yeah, there was blood on the doorstep. I thought, this is cool.
Is that cool? What was the bagel?
I had a few bagels.
Nice.
It was like seeded with everything.
What's everything?
Oh, pastrami. Some sort of other beef, mustard, some veg, some pickle.
Oh, okay, so we're talking savoury. Because you could do a sweet bagel, couldn't you? Sweet bagels.
You don't really see many sweet bagels when you go to one of these delis.
Sweet bagels sounds like something that like a cartoon character would say when he sees the woman he loves in a film, doesn't it? Sweet bagels!
And his eyes would pop out. And they would look like bagels.
Yeah.
You'd normally go savoury bagel, I think, in New York.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Is that massive pretzel, is that a New York thing as well?
I didn't see it.
Running around.
I think it was staying in a hotel in Budapest.
No, because like in England, well, not in England, but my knowledge of pretzels until like relatively recently was the tiny little snack.
Yeah, but
then someone turned around and went, no, it's this big breaded thing.
Have you never had a big breaded one?
I have.
You must have been to Mr. Pretzel.
I went to a Mr.
Pretzel just yesterday.
It was just like my idea of what a pretzel was changed overnight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I didn't realise that pretzels were a big thing.
Exactly. It'd be like,
but they're really delicious, the big ones.
If someone turned around you tomorrow and said like, oh, carrots are like 1 foot long and blue.
I'd be into it, wouldn't you? They do like the big pretzels in New York.
Yeah? And they can be sweet as well.
They can, mate. They can have anything you like. They like a dollar slice.
What's that?
Slice of pizza for a dollar.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hot dogs?
They like hot dogs, yeah.
Did you get a hot dog?
I don't know. New York. I ate a lot of food. I ate a lot of food, and then I was constipated for 4 days in Chicago.
Oh, well, that's nice, I guess.
I'm doing another podcast about that.
Constipated in New York?
Yeah.
Well,
I took 3 laxatives at one point and vomited for about 20 minutes.
Ooh, I'm not happy about
that.
Take that
out. I said to my bowels.
I'm keeping that all in.
It's a shame. It's fine. I'm not a sex icon. I appreciate that.
You know Sting. All right, what about this one from Daryl? 007 Doctor Who crossover. He wants all the Doctors and all the Bonds.
And he's not giving us a title. Fuck's sake. So we have to come up with that.
Doctor Who Loved Me.
That's good. Doctor Who, yeah.
The thing is, it is weird. There's a British cultural phenomenon that we're just okay with the main characters in our like big cultural exports just changing.
I mean, that is quite interesting.
It's clever monetarily. Like, we've thought this through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
They've got legs, our TV shows.
Yeah. Whereas, it's different in America. Like, the brand is The Rock. So, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you go to another rock film because it's The Rock. You wouldn't go,
could The Rock be Doctor Who?
If someone was like, oh, Skyscraper 2 with Jason Statham.
That's true. Yeah.
Whereas if you go, The Rock's again. The Rock's doing his thing.
Yeah, that is very true. Why would James Bond and the Doctor team up?
Some British shit happened.
It'd be the most British thing imaginable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so they have stolen all of the crumpets. All of the crumpets.
They've soaked up the ocean with the crumpets.
Oh, no, I know. This is a true story that happened. England ran out of CO2 for a bit at one point, and they couldn't put the holes in the crumpets.
Yes.
That's it. This is what it is.
CO2. And someone's, you know, isn't one of the Bond films... Quantum of Solace, he's planning to take all the water.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And so in this one, he's taking all the CO2.
So he's taking all the CO2?
Because he's like, I've taken all the water and the Brits are still surviving. He realises it's because of crumpets.
And beer.
crumpets and beer. And he's like, well, I need to get rid of the CO2.
Because we like beer and crumpets.
We like beer and crumpets.
And then so I think it starts on a, like a bond, like it's a bond level at the beginning. So we've got the bond and it is finally, it's been revealed that
20 minutes and he realises it's going on in another dimension.
No, no, it's just like, he's like, all right, this is big. And so he's like, all right, he turns to Cameron. He's like, guys, James Bond is actually just a code name for spies. We all still exist. We're
I need
here.
Another British hero.
I need another one.
Tries to call Mr. Blobby. He's not around.
So no, so he gets all the Bonds in though. He gets Brosnan. Wow. He gets Dalton.
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
I'm happy.
There.
You've sold it to me.
Sean Connery's there. And they still, it's just not enough. It's not enough. It's just not enough British white men.
Okay.
And so they're like, where can we get another bunch of British white men? And we said no.
Yeah, we were busy. We were very busy.
So they turn and they go to the doctor and they get
all
the
stockpiling crumpets.
Yeah. And then because this is, what about if Jodie Whittaker's doctor is the one who saves the day at the end?
That'd be great.
So we pull it back so we're not evil, terrible people.
What, the Brits? That's good. That's quite clever. That's a good bit of propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not all bad.
And look, it's 2019, guys. We need all the propaganda we could use.
It's going to be the year of British propaganda.
It's back!
Yeah.
That's the thing that changed overnight was like banners just fell from all the buildings.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Britain's all right, okay?
Jerusalem playing everywhere you go. Should we do our film ideas?
Yes.
So, John, my film idea is Carpet Fright.
Wait, what?
Carpet Fright.
Yeah.
Somebody, maybe it's me, is in a branch of carpet, right?
Yeah.
For a very long period of time, looking at the carpets.
Yeah.
He can't really distinguish one carpet from another. He gets a bit confused. He's in there so late, he gets locked in carpet, right?
Oh.
What he doesn't realise is that the carpets come alive at night.
How are they being anthropomorphized?
Have you seen Aladdin?
Oh, they're like the carpet.
They're like the genie. No, they're
they're all played by Robin Williams.
They're like the carpet in Aladdin.
Okay.
And so they just sort of start spooling off the big rolls of carpet and like going around like great big snakes of carpet and they're looking for human flesh.
I like it, and they actually just need the hair, but obviously
because every carpet in Carpet Right is made of human hair of someone they've murdered.
And that's a
fact. I'm not sure where the laminate comes from.
It's like thin layers of teeth.
That's horrible. That's really horrible. So they're shredding your teeth for laminate and your hair for carpet.
Yeah. Also, I think I like the idea of it being like the carpet in Aladdin. But also, I think there's something you could definitely get Michel Gondry involved and have some sort of sequence of you being like literally eaten up by the carpets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you become very little and you're like kind of inside the carpets and it's like a massive forest, but it's actually just the like springs of carpet. So how was your morning in carpet right anyway, out of interest? Terrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying. It's all I can think about. I don't even know what I've bought. Which one's least likely to kill me? Yeah, so that's what happens, carpet fright. I couldn't really see an obvious weapon that you would use to combat the carpet.
Fire.
It would be fire.
Yeah.
I used to work in a Currys, on a similar, you know, similar sort of scale trading estate size Currys. And I used to kind of fantasize about hiding in a chest freezer and spending the night there. But I worked there.
Currys? Oh, chest freezer.
Yeah. Well, we do white goods as well, mate.
Sorry.
You're thinking of PC World. A common mistake.
2019 is PC World.
All right. Anyway, I used to think about staying in a shop overnight. It's child. I would have been 16, 17 when I was working there. But you want to be locked in as a toy store, don't you?
Yeah, and it's like pop culture's kind of fantasized that idea of, you know, you kind of, particularly like if you've got full shopping centre.
Yeah.
So the
adult equivalent of wanting to be locked in Toys R Us is carpet right.
It's a pub.
Really get to know those samples.
It's definitely a pub.
Yeah.
As an adult.
But lock-ins happen. You don't have a Toys R Us lock-in. They don't announce before closing. So you stick in that corner for a second.
I was like, that's such a good idea, but it is also, it sounds like a crime.
Yeah, it's the child snatcher.
Yeah, so let's not.
That's quite a good idea.
Yes. The child snatcher. Looks after a big
saves
toy shop.
Toys R Us from administration.
No, that makes him a hero.
No, but exactly. So people love him.
Yeah.
And they take their children there. And then he locks them in there.
And he keeps them.
He keeps them.
Well, that was an interesting way to end your carpet right pitch.
It was weird.
Would you like mine? Mm-hmm. Muller on the dance floor. American politics is reduced to a dance
steal
off.
The groove. DJ.
Yeah.
Gonna turn this goddamn house right down.
The White House.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor is president.
If world politics was reduced to a dance-off...
Oh, Difficult, difficult.
I think Macron probably has a couple moves up his sleeve.
Oh, you are so French.
Trudeau. I bet Trudeau can do the worm.
Yeah, Trudeau's winning that that dance off hands down. Trump can barely move. What's Trump's dancing going to be?
Trump's dance would be... I think his dance would be very involved, but he would then have to have a long rest afterwards.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
He would do his best. It wouldn't be very good.
No.
And he would tell everyone that he was the greatest dancer. I'm the
greatest
dancer! Like that. And then, yeah, so I guess in this alternate reality, Trudeau becomes the leader of the free world.
Because of his rocking moves.
Which sounds...
I'm up for it. More things should be settled by dance.
Yes.
In real life, nothing's settled by dance. But in the movies, some things are settled by dance.
Here we go. Here we go. No, it's all happening. It's all happening now, right? Theresa May is in a bar... in France.
Good.
She Tabac. She calls someone nebulous. They get upset. She has a dance off to win, and then she does the dance
competition.
But
little does she realize she's qualifying for the leader of the free world dance off.
Exactly. And then they fly her to America to fight against Trump and Trudeau.
Mm-hmm. And the Oval Office, big dance floor.
Yeah. And it turns out that Mueller is investigating the claims that Donald Trump is actually using a body double who is a Russian ballet dancer.
Done. And that brings us to the end of the episode. We know it's the end of the episode because there is a knock, knock, knock at the studio door. And entering the room, well, moonwalking into the room, should I say, it's Theresa May. Welcome to 2019, everyone.
Hello.
It's going to be a big year for the Dream Factory.
Oh.
We're hoping to get a listener and sell them some merch.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be great. We're going to get a sponsor for that listener as well.
So yeah.
So wait for that to happen. I'm going to get a new haircut. John's going to get a new haircut, and we're going to really reinvent ourselves.
It's going to be a full rebrand. It won't sound any different, but it will look different.
Mm. It'll just feel different.
Yeah, you'll listen and know. It feels slicker because of the hair involved.
Exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.